Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Closing with Purpose Unlocked, where faith fuels the purpose and purpose leads the way. This podcast is for believers who are building legacy through real estate business in bold faith. I'm your host with the most, Kamaria, and I'm here to help you step into your calling, walk in purpose, and close every chapter with intention and grace. Let's begin. Don't stop, get it. I don't know how the song goes. I think it goes something like that. Don't stop, get it. Hello. How are y'all today? I'm not going to lie to y'all. I am not, this message is for me, right? Because I am not in a space of feeling full of faith. Right. I'm being 100% transparent with y'all on this message today that my faith has been tested severely this week. I don't feel as if I have everything that I need to be able to keep going. I feel, discouraged. I feel as if nothing is working out. I feel like I'm planting seeds that aren't sprouting. I feel like I'm just not harvesting anything. And this message is really just going to help me and through me help y'all just know, like, just don't stop. You know, the only time you truly, truly fail is when you give up and when you no longer try. So today's episode is Don't Stop, Don't Quit. Don't stop, get it. Don't stop, don't quit. Faith and grit and move forward. So why does this matter for faith-driven entrepreneurs? I can tell you that as a faith-driven entrepreneur, I feel like I get tested a lot. And when I say a lot, I mean every day. I feel like every day is a test for me. And really just difficult, you know. I feel like because I want to do things a certain way and because I want to have a Christ-centered life and business, I feel as if, you know, if I did things another way, I might be able to see the harvest of my, you know, seeds that I've been sowing faster. If I did things worldly, then I may be able to achieve things and be far greater than what I am currently. But I feel like when you have a faith-driven business, you really do just have to wait out and wait for God's timing for that business to really, really produce harvest. And it's very difficult. It's one of those things where it's like, and I talked about this in the last episode, that you have to see it before you see it. You have to see it and kind of be a little delusional on it happening before it actually happens. And in this waiting period, it just feels as if nothing is happening, right? Like, I'm losing followers right now. I have like 5 listeners right now. And it's, you know, 5 is better than none. Don't get me wrong. But it's like, wow, I wonder how many listeners I would have if I was talking about something worldly or talking about some drama or talking about something unpositive and unmotivational and unChrist-like, you know. I just wonder if my career would be further along if I did things in a certain way. But today we're going to talk about why this matters. So we're going to start with scripture. We're in Galatians chapter 6, and it says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." So the end of that says, "For at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." And it's so crazy how you read verses in the Bible and it's like, man, how did you know that I needed that? Like, how did you know, Bible, that I needed to hear this message? Like, this word is so relevant to today. Even though the Bible was written like many, many years ago, the word of the Bible is so relevant to today. Like, proper time. Proper time. What is the proper time? The proper time is God's time. And that's the difficult part about it. We want things, we want them. We want to see things sprout and deliver when we want them to. And it's just giving away that control. I've talked about this as well too. Like, I am always a person that wants to be in control. I want to know when. I want to know why. I want to know how. I want to know where. I want to know what it's going to be like. I want to know what to look out for. I want to know what I need to prepare for. And I think that a lot of times God is just wanting us to just focus on Him and trust Him. Focus on Him and trust Him. So it's just a waiting thing. It's just very difficult, and it's something that you have to build upon. It's not something that comes overnight. And for me, like, I'm still in the building process of it. I'm not fully at the point where I feel like I can just completely let go and completely trust and completely have everything together. And I don't think God wants that. I think God likes my raw mentality and my raw feelings, because I can help someone else, right? That's in the same boat as me, you know, doing the same sort of things. And they can see, like, okay, eventually when I do harvest, there have been other people that, you know, and it's hard because you see things at the end point, right? Like on Instagram, you go on Instagram, you see the ending. You see someone successful, they're booking things at the right, their podcast is great, they're selling books, they're doing all the things that you want to do. And it's like, why not me? And I feel like instead of asking why not me, we should be asking like when me, or just trusting that, you know, the when isn't always going to be when we want it to be. It's always on God's timing. But back to Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. It's just not about good deeds. It's about staying faithful to what God calls you to do, even when the results haven't shown up yet. And personally, I've dealt with this a lot because I've been very successful in other avenues of my life that I was not called for. And I'll just be transparent. When I worked for the government, I just never felt called to do that. I never felt like I was walking in purpose. I never felt like I was satisfied with the work that I was doing. And it was because I was so scared to walk in purpose, because I saw the immediate results of what I was doing with my work with the government. I saw the immediate results because I was getting, you know, a good paycheck. I was getting all these accolades and all these promotions and all the, oh my goodness, this is so good. Like, you did so good on this, blah, blah, blah. Like, all the compliments and everything like that. And when you step out on faith, it's like, sheesh, you know, like, I don't have anyone telling me I'm doing good right now other than God. You know, I don't have anyone telling me like, oh, this is good and this is what you're supposed to be doing other than God. So it's really just having that relationship with God and knowing like, okay, I know that this is my purpose. And right now it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel like anything is working out for me. It doesn't feel like I am receiving any accolades or any like monetary, you know. And money, don't get me wrong, money is not everything, but money is what you need to provide for yourself and for your family. But even just trusting God to provide for you in the process is just so difficult, y'all. And I wish I could come up here and say, oh, just do it and, you know, eventually you will see your fruit. No, this time is very, very difficult. But with all the triumph and trails and trials and everything, I ask of y'all to just not give up. Don't give up with me. I'm not giving up. I don't want to give up. My biggest fear of giving up is I don't know if I decide to give up, if that would be the point where right before where God produces that harvest for me, you know, or where God shows me, elevates me and shows me something better. And and introduces me to the right people. And I just don't want to miss out because I wasn't being patient. So we're also in James chapter 1, verse 12. And it reminds us that blessed is the one who perseveres, y'all. Blessed is the one who perseveres on the trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life. And perseverance is rewarded in both heaven and earth. Wow. Blessed is the one who perseveres on the trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life. That's what a lot of people talk about, how your works on earth kind of, they don't get you to heaven, but I'm a firm believer that your works on earth are a large representative of you, yourself, your character, your relationship and trust in God. And when you have walked in purpose, and when you have stood the test of trials and tribulations and still stood fast on your beliefs and what God has called you to do, you may not always see that in this realm. There's still another realm that we have to go to, which is the spiritual realm, which is heaven. And just be cognizant that, you know, even if you don't feel like you have received the seeds that you have sowed, like if you haven't harvested in this life, there's always that chance that when you make it to the afterlife, to heaven, that will be when, you know, the angels and God and everything will clap for you. And, you know, you will hear like you have been a good servant, right? And to me, that means a little bit more than, actually a lot more than anything that I could get on this earth surface. Anything on this earth surface, I can't take with me. I care more about my character and my, the experience that I leave for other people, and just being there for others, and kind of like my legacy. My legacy means a lot more to me than anything else in this world. And it's like, what will my legacy look like if I quit? What would my legacy look like if I just give up and I just say, hey, this is hard, this is difficult, this is not what I feel like I can do. And that's like really the devil just coming in and trying to make you feel like, hey, you can't do this. You're not good. You're not equipped. You're not this. You're not that. Like, and a lot of the times, like, even with time, you'll start to self-doubt yourself as well. Like, I can't do things that I want to do because I don't feel like they're doing anything. I can't see the results right now. Like, where are my results? I'm putting in the work. I'm putting in the time. I quit my job. I'm doing all the things you told me to do, and I don't see the results of what I'm doing yet, right? And I think the big word is yet. When you talk to these things with yourself, and you're going through these thoughts and different conversations and everything like that, I advise you to say yet. I don't make any certain statements. Don't make any statements that are like permanent and set in stone, because the tongue is powerful. What you say is powerful. And if y'all have listened to the last episode, I talked a lot about making sure that you're speaking life into yourself and you're speaking things into existence. Kind of like manifestation, but not really. It's really just using the power of the tongue and trusting that the Lord is going to help you with the things that you want and the things that are purpose for you, so that you're able to achieve those things and get to those avenues and feel as if, okay, I see this before I see it. And it takes a lot. It's a lot of practice. I'm still working on it personally. I haven't mastered this skill, but it is something that I am working on and something that I am trying to get better at. So let's go through a biblical example. Today we're going to be talking about Joseph. He had a dream at 17, but he went through betrayal, slavery, prison, and prison before stepping into that leadership position. Imagine if he had quit halfway through. Imagine. he would not have made it to the position that God ordained for him if he would have quit. If he would have let betrayal stop him, if he would have let slavery stop him, if he would have let prison stop him, he would have not stepped into that position that God ordained for him, right? He didn't quit. He kept going. He kept going. He kept going. He kept going. Even if it's little by little each day, just keep going. Don't give up, y'all. Your dream may have detours, but don't mistake delay for denial. Also, another biblical example that I want to look at today is Paul. Paul was in prison, beaten, and survived a shipwreck, but he was never silenced. He said in Philippians chapter 3, verse 14, I press toward the goal. There's always pressure in pressing, but purpose is there too. Pressure creates diamonds. Pressure creates diamonds. And I just find that so interesting. That saying, pressure creates diamonds, is interesting because diamonds are one of the most indestructible things, but they are created from a period of pressure, a period of, really hard work, like a hard beating, right? Like a hard, it takes a hard reaction to create a diamond. And I've always felt like it was, If a diamond could be created like that, then I can go through this. I can go through things. I can go through trials. I can handle the hard stuff because I know at the end of the day, all this is just molding me into the person that God wants me to be. And even Jesus in the garden of, I told y'all I'm from Richmond, Virginia, and I can't talk. In the garden of Gethsemane. Pray for the cup to pass, but he didn't quit. He fulfilled his assignment through obedience, pain, and ultimate victory. So if Jesus didn't quit and he felt he went through all these things, he was, crucified and talked about, Jesus kept going, then I could look to that example and say, okay, I can keep going. I can make it another day. I can put one foot in front of the other and just keep going, even though it's hard, even though it's difficult, even though it feels impossible, it feels like it's never going to happen, it feels like it's not attainable, it feels crazy in a way. I've really had a difficult week. I'm just being super transparent in this episode. I've had the most difficult week I probably ever have had recently. Because I feel like, am I doing the right thing? Is this really for me? I'm not somebody that can really be talking to people and just hold a really good conversation. And, and with podcasting, you're essentially just talking to yourself, right? I'm essentially just in a room with a microphone, with equipment, just talking. And, I could invite other people, but then it's like, you won't be talking to yourself, but then you're kind of like organizing the conversation and you still have to be vocal. You still have to be present. You still have to be there. And for introverted people, it's hard for us. Shout out to all the introverts out there because this is hard for me, but in a way it's so refreshing. It's so purpose filled for me. And it's so weird because it's like, why me? But instead of why me, why not me? So I challenge y'all to say that. Why not me? Don't say why me. Say why not me. So how does this apply to business? This is why we're here. We're business owners. We're entrepreneurs. What does this have to do with business? And business quitting often happens right before the breakthrough. Statistics say that most small businesses give up within 18 months. Wow. Why? This is because we often underestimate how much consistency it takes before success becomes visible. You might think you're behind, but progress isn't always loud. You're laying a foundation. Grit beats talent when talent doesn't show up consistently. I'm going to repeat that for y'all. Grit beats talent when talent doesn't show up consistently. Have grit. Don't quit. Grit is, okay, I don't see it right now. But I'm so focused and I'm so faithful, and I'm so, I can't do this. I know I have the grit, I have the velocity, I have everything that I need to do this. I'm just going to show up, because I'm just going to show up every day. And you know what? Eventually something's going to stick. Something's going to work out. I have an example for y'all. Walt Disney was rejected 302 times before someone believed in Disneyland. Thomas Edison failed over 1,000 times before the first light, before the electricity worked for him. Sarah Blakely sold fax machines door to door before she created Spanx. What do all these people have in common? What does everyone I just talked about have in common? They didn't stop. They didn't quit. And neither should you. Neither should you. Whatever it is that you want to do, I know it's hard. I know it's difficult. I know stepping out and believing in yourself and believing in your faith and believing in God and believing in your faith-based business, which personally I believe is the hardest business to have right now. I know it's difficult, but you know what? We have a God that can conquer it all. We have a God that has a plan for us. We have a God that is with us and that is walking in this journey with us and wants to help us and wants to be there for us. It's just up to us to have the faith. It's up to us to have the grit and the courage to just keep going, even when the going gets tough. Walt Disney rejected 102 times. 302 times, I'm sorry. 302 times before someone believed in Disneyland. He was rejected a 300 and think about that, y'all. Think about that. You've only been rejected a few times. You've only been rejected a few times. You've only been through this a few times, right? And even if you've been in the mud for a minute, right? You don't know where your breaking point is. Don't give up before the going gets good. It's going to get good, y'all. It is. It's not always going to look like what it looks like right now. I know right now it doesn't look like much, but it's not always going to be this way for you. There's things that God has for you that you can't even see right now, that you can't even blossom right now. You can't even perceive those things because they feel so far, but they're there for you. They're attainable for you. And in your process, make sure that you're holding on to the skills and the patience and everything that God's trying to teach you in that waiting period, so that when you get that, you're prepared for it. I think a lot of times we think that we're prepared for something that we're not prepared for yet. We want something that we don't have the skills for. Why do I want this right now when I just started? I don't know what I'm doing. I have no idea what I'm doing. Half the time I talk on this mic, I'm just talking. I do have a script. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I got a script. But half of the time I'm talking. I feel like I repeat myself. I feel like maybe I could do better. I know I could. I'm not a perfect person talking on the microphone right now. Even with the location and the placement of my microphone and how much I pray before, how much I pray after, and the things that I'm doing, I have room for improvement. So why would I believe that, okay, because it's not working right this second, that it's not going to ever work? That's a permanent thing. That's a forever thing to say. Quitting is forever, y'all. Quitting is forever. So I'm going to give y'all some signs of that I'm going to give y'all signs that you're being tempted to quit prematurely. Do you feel discouraged by slow growth? Are you doubting whether you heard from God? Are you disconnected from your vision? Are you comparing your pace to someone else's? If you're doing any of those things that I just listed, you're being tempted by the devil to quit. And this is your reminder, growth isn't always visible, but obedience is always valuable. So push through. How can you push through? Spiritually, get yourself back in prayer. Pray at least twice a day. Well, I would say at least once a day. Keep it short, keep it sweet, and be consistent. Don't miss a day. Anchor yourself in scripture. For me, I read at least one verse in the morning. I read one verse at night. I am trying to get back to the point where I'm reading actual chapters and everything like that. But being blunt and honest, I'm not there yet. But I do want to get there, back to that point. And I'm going to pray that I get back to that point where I'm reading more and surround yourself with other faith-filled people, with faith-filled voices, with things that are aligned with your faith. And strategically, this is how you can push through feeling like you want to quit. You need to break down your big goals into daily actionable actions. So have a big goal and break it down to what you should be doing daily to receive that goal. For me, I just asked ChatGPT, honestly, like, this is what I want. What should I be doing every day to get to this? And if you don't want to work every day, then I would say, like, okay, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., what should I be doing on a daily to make sure that I'm putting myself in position to be able to get to where I want to be? And another big thing is to focus on what you can control. Things outside of your control don't deserve your mind. They don't deserve your worry. They don't deserve you, right? Because you can't control them anyway. You should also keep a why journal to remind yourself of your mission. I personally don't have a why journal. I am going to get one. But I keep my why on my mirror. I have sticky notes everywhere. And my sticky notes always have my why. And I even have a couple sticky notes with some inspirational quotes on them. And emotionally, we want you to be kind to yourself, to rest without quitting. So it's okay. There's a difference between resting and quitting. It's okay to take a break. It's okay to rest. You don't want to wear yourself out. You don't want to spread yourself thin. And you do need to take time to hear from God. And in that, you should be silent sometimes. And you should have that designated space and that designated time for God, just you and God. But don't quit. Don't rest for too long. Your rest should not look more than like a couple of days out of the week. And you should also celebrate your small wins. I know earlier I said that I don't feel like this is going anywhere, but then I corrected myself. Like, okay, it's not what I want it to be right now, but 5 is better than 0. 5 listeners is better than none, right? Like, I have people that do listen to what I'm saying, and I have a message that can help someone. And not being focused on the numbers so much, but I feel like I need to focus more on the impact instead of the numbers, if that makes sense. So I want y'all to do these 3 things over the week and write them down. So speak these things to yourself over the next week. Tell yourself, I am anointed to finish what I started. Tell yourself that I will not stop until the promise is finished and fulfilled. And tell yourself that what God started in me, he will complete. And that is from Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Your dream is so, so valid, y'all. Your dream, your godly dream, your godly desires are valuable. Your work is worthy and your future is still unfolding. It's just, it might take time. It might not happen today. It might not happen tomorrow. It might not happen this year. But don't quit. Have grit. Don't quit. So this week, write down what you're tempted to quit and ask God to give you fresh strength to keep going. And I'm going to pray right now because, like I said, I feel like I'm talking to myself this episode. But again, if through me I can help someone else, that means the absolute world to me. And I just hope that this helps someone, seriously, because like I said, I've said this like 5 times already, but this week has been very, 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 very difficult for me. But let's pray. God, thank you for the vision you've given us. Help us to endure, even when the process feels long, even when it's tough, even when we have everything against us. Give us the strength to keep going. Remind us that what we do in faith is never in vain. Strengthen the listener today, renew their passion, and let them finish strong. In Jesus' name, amen. If this podcast has helped you in any way, please subscribe, please share with a friend, and tune in next week for the next episode. If you want, you can follow me on my socials, KMARIJNE on everything. And I love you guys so much, and I'll see you guys next week.